Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Sheck Juan Ettingham, and today we are speaking with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Fasuti. And Lindsay, thanks again for stopping in.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You are absolutely welcome. I'm so excited because we got the Radio Pie Auction coming out. It's less than a week away.
It is.
Yeah, this coming Wednesday, April 16th. And so, you know, you're coming out here to the radio station. And man, it's going to be a wild morning. Last year was my first time being a part of it. And the pie cam and just all the variety of pies. It's really a great show. And so, yeah, and I know that's another event going towards the 4th of July fireworks drive.
That's right. So the Radio Pie Auction in this rendition of what we do has been going on for, I think, 4 years now. It was something that we used to do, you know, a long time ago. We also had a pie auction at our annual dinner. As you know, that is no longer as well. And so there was a time where it felt repetitive to do both. And then so we shifted away from the Radio Pie Auction. And then we have since brought it back and shifted away from the live auction at the annual dinner. So that just goes to show that we're always looking for ways to improve upon our efforts and do something new and different. Technology has advanced. People's interest has changed over time. And so it's just really fun to bring this back. And, you know, it's always an evaluation of, do people still want to do this, you know, every year? And the answer seems to be yes, based on the amount of money we're able to raise in just 2 short hours. And it seems really silly because it's pies and you could, you know, buy a pie or make a pie or for a more affordable. But knowing that it goes to a good cause and knowing that it's going to taste great really gets people excited. And it's on the radio. So it's there's a bit of entertainment there. There's some competition when people really get into bidding. And we have some excellent bakers here in town. And so it's a fun way to showcase them and this unique way to utilize the wonderful radio station that we have here. Not everyone can say that they have that right in their backyard. So it's just a fun morning. It's kind of chaotic. I will say. You know, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of pies to be juggling around. We've got Sean Kenny and Tom Berkren, and they do a great job bantering back and forth. And it's hard for an auctioneer who can't see people. Yeah. So really relying on, you know, people calling in and the energy in the room. But it's just really fun. So I encourage people to check it out. Obviously, listen to the radio that day. But if you're wanting to kind of see more of the action, you can tune into our Facebook page because we will do a Facebook Live that day. So it'll kind of go back and forth between panning the room itself so you can see all the people that are involved, as well as a pie cam, which is super exciting. Sean McGee, he does all the tech stuff and I can't even begin to know what goes into that. Sure. But it's really cool so that you can see exactly what you're bidding on and go from there. So we give a shout out to the bakers, the businesses that have donated them, and then of course highlighting those that are bidding on them. But one word for the wise is that if you are wanting to bid, it's best to listen live and actually call in because there is a delay on the Facebook Live. And also if you're texting, there's a delay there. Yeah. And so it's really just call, stay on the line, be ready to bid and keep bidding and all of that, or upbid and outbid your friends. So it's just really fun. We usually have about 18 to 20 different pies or desserts of some kind and got some new bakers every year. And that's always keeps it fresh and exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. And like you said, it will be broadcast on Raccoon Valley Radio, KDLS 94.3 and 99.7 FM. So really excited for that. And like you said, kind of it's its own chaotic, beautiful mess. But yeah, it really is something special. Like we mentioned, you know, another event going towards the 4th of July fireworks drive. If you kind of want to update us with where we're at with that, I know we've had, you know, the Big Boom Bracket Battle and some other things. So if you want to let us know where we are money-wise.
Right. So we have our goal for 18,000. You know, when I first started, we were at 12,500, which is what we spent for years and years. But, you know, just like everything, the cost has gone up over the years. The excitement around the 4th of July and the fireworks has gone up. So we bumped it up 1 year because we needed to make sure that we had still a great show. And then with fundraising efforts, it's only been a couple years that we've actually met our goal and exceeded that and had carryover. So just really wanting to provide that for the community to have a great show for the 4th of July. So that $18,000 is our goal. For the Big Boom Bracket Battle, we brought in just over 5,500 back in March. And then at the centerpiece auction for our annual dinner, 1,600. So you can do the math to be about 7,100 is where we're at. So a little bit more than 10,000 to go, which sounds like a lot. But to put it into perspective, the last few years, we've ranged 6,000 to 11,000 for the radio pie auction. So that alone is just huge when we think about 20 pies and each going from $50 to $600 per pie, maybe even more. I think the record was like more than 1,000 for a single cheesecake. Wow. So yeah, it's just exciting. So it all adds up is kind of the mantra when it comes to the fireworks drive. So from the change in the jars to the roundups at the grocery store to the pie auctions, every little bit helps us get us to our goal. We're fortunate to have some carryover from past year, so that definitely helps so that we can, you know, write the check early and have that secured and all of that. And then yeah, we'll have the grocery bill roundup before Memorial Day. The junior class will be out at the 4th of July parade doing their bucket brigade, and we get to split the proceeds for that. It's all good. So I'm really excited to actually see these pies next week, and I try not to set a goal and get disappointed. It's better to just be excited about what does come in, because it all adds up and it all works out. And so just happy to have this kind of activity to showcase our businesses, our members, have a little bit of fun with it as well.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with Perry Chamber Director Lindsay Fasuti. Well, Lindsay, are you excited about anybody particular with the new bakers?
Yes, we have some new bakers, and I'm super excited to see what those all look like. But personally, I have my eye on the pecan pie. That's my favorite every year. So I will be bidding on Sally Spellman's pecan pie. But that is not to say, you know, that you can't bid on it too. But we have some really great bakers that are returning again this year. But some new ones just to highlight. We've got Berkeley Rowe helping out our mom with Roe with the Dough. Kaya Luderman, Progressive Foundry, is donating a couple pies this year, so they have a pie baking team, I'm told. And so there's some pies coming in from there. Emma Olenzak with Perry High School Softball putting something together. City State Bank Insurance putting something together. And then Raccoon Valley Bank is sponsoring some rolls from the farm store and bakery, and also the Hotel Pat Tea. And so those are, you know, I think ones to really keep an eye out for where they go. So big shout out to everyone that donates every year, of course, but then exciting to see some new ones coming in too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for really highlighting that. And I don't know what we want to get to next. I know there's kind of some save the dates about stuff coming up into the summer. So if you want to highlight those.
Yeah, well, obviously we've got the 4th of July, but also in July we'll have the 2nd Street Block Party, which will be Friday, July 18th. So save the date for that. We have Encore Legends joining us. So we've got some different high school reunions getting planned that weekend. So that's really fun to see that build out around that event. And then also Friday Fest will be here before we know it. That this year is Friday, May 30th, the last Friday of May instead of the first Friday in June. So a little bit of change this year. We have Ruckus joining us for that. So really exciting to get that kicked off for the summer fun. And 4th of July, we'll have Retrospect as the musical entertainment. So exciting to be working our way planning those summer events. The farmers market will be here before we know it. So all good things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, no wonder you, Steve. I mean, you're already planning all the way until like July, August. So wow.
Yeah, my brain is already May and June right now, but we got to stick with April right now.
Absolutely. And we do have a little bit of time if you want to highlight, obviously with the Easter holiday coming up, there's some things to be aware of here in Perry.
Yeah, definitely. So tomorrow we have the spring shopping extravaganza. So it's kind of like a spring open house with the Perry merchants. So check that out. Some different Easter themed specials. Some people have hidden some eggs in their shops, or we'll have some discounts on some spring and Easter decor. So check that out. Everyone has their own hours, but 10 to 3 is kind of the sweet spot for hitting everywhere. Perry Hy-Vee has a blood drive tomorrow. But yeah, next weekend will be more of the Easter egg hunt type thing. So out at Hy-Vee, out at the rec center, some churches are doing some activities. So that's just all coming up quick.
Absolutely. Yes, it is. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Fasuti. And Lindsay, thanks for stopping in to detail everything about the Radio Pie Auction. Again, that's happening this coming Wednesday, April 16th here at Raccoon Valley Radio. So make sure you tune in to KDLS 94.3 and 99.7 FM to hear it live and bid on pies. And man, it's going to be a delicious morning.
Yes, bright and early. We get started right at 8, and it takes us about 2 hours to get through everything. So it's a little early for me, I will admit, but it's a fun morning.
Absolutely. So, and like she said, it all going towards a good thing with the fireworks drive. Again, that's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. Lindsay, thank you so much.
Thank you.